Tim Twentyman and Michael Hare here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, why are you wearing a backwards hat?
Well, because I think if Phil Simms sees this, he might get irritated. He doesn't like Matthew Stafford wearing a backwards cap on the side. Stupidest thing I've ever heard, and I like Phil Simms, okay? But Phil, just for you. Now we can talk football.
Well, let's talk a little football. You know, we talked about the coaching candidates that have come in that the team will interview. Obviously, that's the talk of the town. Who will replace Jim Schwartz as the next Lions head coach? But let's talk about what this head coach is going to inherit this team.
Well, I think he's going to inherit a team. It's not a rebuild and it's not a tear down. It's a development project, I think. And maybe, you know, it's sort of like something needs a new management team. And that's what you get when you get a coaching staff. You get a head coach and his assistants. And I think, like I said, franchise quarterback, you've got him with the ability. You need some fine-tuning. Got an all-star receiver, good offensive line, two running backs. You know, you got some issues on defense, but the front four is fine. The linebackers are good. Secondary has some issues. Special teams good enough. This team is built to make a move.
The fine-tuning of the quarterback, that's what jumped out to me in your statement there. Do you think the next guy has to be that guy that has a history of working with quarterbacks? I'm talking about a guy like a Ken Wisenhunt, who's worked with Ben Roethlisberger and Kurt Warner. Maybe a guy like Gary Kubiak, who was a San Francisco 49ers quarterbacks coach in 94 and worked with John Elway. Is that the type of guy? Jim Caldwell, another name to add in there, worked with Peyton Manning and Joe Flacco. Is that type of guy that you think fits the profile for the Lions with what they have in Stafford and the other things that you mentioned?
Yeah, I think it's an offensive-minded coach for one thing. I think that's what they're looking for. I think they want a head coach who's going to run a 4-3 defense. I think that's part of it, too. If it's not the head coach himself who's hands-on with the quarterback, then he's got a plan on his staff, too, either his offensive coordinator or his quarterback's coach or a combination of the three: head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks. Now, you can't put all your resources on the quarterback because there are, you know, 52 other guys on the roster who need coaching. But look, you look who's in the playoffs right now and who is and who won last in the wild card weekend and who didn't. It's this. That's what you need.
Every team left has a franchise quarterback. Yep. A franchise quarterback who's playing well.
Here's the other thing. Of these 12 teams that made the playoffs, four of them had a quarterback who was drafted in the first round as a starter, and a fifth had one, Michael Vick, on the bench, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Really quickly, let's touch into some other parts of this team. Brandon Pettigrew is a free agent. Dominic Raiola doesn't have a contract right now. Rasheen Mathis, a guy who came in on a one-year deal, played pretty well, but he's got a lot of young talent behind him. What do you think is the one key guy, maybe one or two, that they need to get back? For me, I think Brandon Pettigrew is the top of my list. I think he fits what they do. Now, that's depending on what the new, you know, head coach and his scheme is going to ask him to do, but he's one of the best all-around tight ends. I thought he got off to a rough start this year, certainly, but I thought throughout the year, he progressively got better. He was very consistent. He's a terrific blocker. He's really a good all-around tight end. I don't think they have a guy on this roster like him. Joseph Fourier is more of a receiving tight end. I think Brandon Pettigrew, you know, could be maybe a franchise option or look to sign him. And Dominic Raiola, yeah, I think he earned himself at least another year of training camp with the way he played this year. I thought he was really consistent all year long.
I'd agree with that. I think Pettigrew's number one. I think Raiola's number two. But as a number two, you've got to re-sign him because you don't have anybody else to do it. And to me, beyond all that, and I think you have to do it in the draft, you need not a second receiver, but a one, call it either 1A or 1B, whoever it is, someone to take the pressure off of Calvin Johnson. Because people, look, they're just lining up and tattooing him play after play. You've got to take some heat off of him. You just can't have that safety coming over and cracking down on Calvin every time he wants, because you know what you're going to shorten his career, and you don't want that to happen. He's taken a pounding for 2 years.
Maybe I'd add one more, a playmaker in the secondary. I don't know if that's a cornerback. Maybe it's a safety. But a young playmaker in the secondary, I think they don't have enough of those guys yet.
And just one thing about the receiver. I'm not talking about some possession-type slot receiver who's going to catch the ball and curl up on the rug. I want a guy who's going to threaten. And, you know, now you're going to get Alshon Jeffrey. Somebody like that, if you can get him. And they've got the 10th pick in the draft. Focus on that first.